Now we've reached the end of Information Desk, so can go on to some news. There's a mix of items as Delia Smith records a speaking role for the Norwich Theatre Royal Pantomime, and there are Christmas festivities at St Peter Mancroft. The Hall Road Livestock Market is on the move, and the Marlcross Depot site is finally to be redeveloped. On the national scene, Aviva, which still has a presence in Norwich, finds its bid for insurance giant Direct Line rejected. This week, the celebrated TV cook and former Canaries director added another string to her bow as she took on the role of Panto star. Delia recorded her voice as the great spirit of Norwich and met the cast as they took a break from rehearsals. The character plays an important part in the story, guiding Aladdin on his journey toward fame, fortune and happiness. Speaking about her role, Delia said, "Recording the great spirit of Norwich was huge fun." And in the spirit of working with Delia and her connection to the football club, Norwich Theatre has donated tickets to Norwich City Community Sports Foundation to give out to people in their community who might not have been able to experience the theatre before. Aladdin opens at Norwich Theatre Royal on December the 7th and runs over Christmas and New Year until January the 5th.
A free Christmas tree festival has launched in a historic church in the heart of Norwich. For 1 week only, St Peter Mancroft Church in Hay Hill has been transformed into a festive wonderland. More than 30 Christmas trees have been decorated by businesses, schools and charities. The festival is run by the Rotary Club of Norwich St Edmund in association with St Peter Mancroft Church. A Christmas tree carol service will be held at the church on Sunday, December the 8th at 5 p.m. so that families can see the twinkling spruces at night time. Whilst the event is free, any donations raised will be split between several Norfolk charities, including the Multiple Sclerosis Society Norfolk and Norfolk Lowland Search and Rescue. The festival will run from Wednesday, December the 4th until December the 11th, and the church will open between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m, apart from on Sunday when it will be open between 11:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
City Hall has officially lodged its bid to move the Norwich Livestock Market with Parliament. If passed, the bill will allow Norwich City Council to relocate the market from the Hall Road site, where it has been based since 1960, to outside the city boundary. This is due to the extensive repair work required at the existing site and a lack of financially viable alternatives within the city's reach. The bill proposes then that the new market must take place within 16 miles of the Hall Road site on at least 5.5 acres of land. It must also be within 3 miles of a major road, such as the A47 or the A11. The cattle market was held where Castle Quarter is now located from the 17th century until 1960. Since then, it has been trading on a site close to Hall Road and is now one of the last trading markets in East Anglia.
The first stage of building work at Marlcross Depot site has been approved by Norwich City Council. Under the plans, 67 homes will be built in terraces to the west of Marlcross Road, and all of these will be socially rented. This is the start of a scheme that will see up to 200 homes built at the site across 3 phases of development. The majority of the homes will have 2 bedrooms, but 1 bed and 4 bed properties will also be built on the site. The council confirmed that work on the scheme will get underway in the spring of 2025.
Aviva has had a $3.3 billion takeover offer rejected by its biggest UK rival, Direct Line. Aviva, the UK's largest insurer, based in Norwich, put forward a cash and shares bid, worth 250 pence a share, to buy Direct Line last week. But Direct Line swiftly rejected the offer, which it said substantially undervalued the company. It is the second time Direct Line has rebuffed a suitor this year, following its dismissal of a $3.1 billion approach from Belgian firm Ageas in February. The FTSE 250 listed firm, Direct Line, saw its stock surge more than 39% in the morning trading following Aviva's announcement of the bid after the market closed. However, experts say Aviva, which employs thousands of people in Norwich, could come back with a higher potential offer.
Soil sensing robots will be trialled in a £4 million research project exploring new farmland management strategies to benefit net zero targets, biodiversity and agriculture. Researchers at the University of East Anglia have launched the three-year Open Land Project, which will evaluate climate resilient interventions for soil health and sustainable farming. The work will be led by Professor Rachel Warren of the Tyndall Centre for Climate Change at UEA and Professor Brian Reed from the School of Environmental Sciences. It aims to extend the capability of the OpenClim computer modelling framework, including ground truthing, soil health and carbon data, by developing and trialling soil sensors mounted on autonomous robots in partnership with the University of Plymouth. Professor Reed said, using nature-based solutions to contribute to a net zero future has enormous potential. The funding will allow us to build a much better understanding of carbon storage, both above and below the ground, and to use eDNA approaches to link soil carbon properties to soil health.
The designs for the next 400 homes at the former site of the Royal Norwich Golf Course in Helsdon have been submitted to Broadland District Council. A community centre will also be built in the heart of the estate during this phase of the building work, behind a large area of sports pitches. Houses in a range of sizes will be built, from one-bed flats to five-bed homes. Two main entrances will run into the estate. One will emerge from Drayton High Road and the other from Hospital Lane to the north of the site, near the Helsdon Hospital. Large parts of the site will remain as open natural spaces, with many of the existing trees kept in place.
Now it's time for our second feature. In this week's nostalgia column in the Evening News, Derek James applauds the 40 years of music making at the Norwich Octagon Chapel. The article is read by John Hoyle.